Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Mice have more legal protection than babies. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, that shocking statement came out during expert testimony during the preliminary criminal hearing in San Francisco involving Sandra Merritt.
Shocking but true, Matt.
Shocking but true. It was an expert who is a stem cell scientist, research expert. She has a PhD from Stanford University, and her PhD is in molecular and cellular physiology from that university, from the School of Medicine. And she was one of our experts that was put on the stand during the last day of the three-week preliminary criminal hearing. And what she said was shocking, Matt, because she said that as a researcher, she and other researchers are governed by certain ethical rules, laws, and regulations that when they use mice as part of their research, particularly if they're using hearts or anything else with regard to the mice, that they have to make sure that they do not cause any unnecessary pain to that mouse. So they need to give them proper anesthesia and not cause pain. If they cause pain to the mouse, then they would be the target of perhaps lawsuits, other kinds of recrimination, and they would not be able to continue their research, may even be terminated. It's pretty serious.
She could actually go to jail for doing that.
So, I mean, it's pretty serious. They have some stringent regulations regarding doing research on mice.
Yeah.
But then she became shocked when in her research she saw baby hearts, small baby hearts, still beating, that were received by her research facility. And we know one of those research facilities, based on the trial, was Stanford University. And they were getting baby hearts that were beating. She knew that in order to have those still beating, that they had to have been removed from the aborted baby without anesthesia while the baby was still alive. And in fact, these baby hearts came from sources provided by Planned Parenthood and were procured through other organ procurement companies like Stem Express, which then sold them to places like Stanford University.
You know, it sounds like a Frankenstein movie, but it's true, guys.
It's reminiscent of the old Aztecs who used to, you know, cut people open and rip out their hearts and hold them up while they were still beating. I mean, it's that wicked. Torturing these babies to death, taking their hearts out alive, literally torturing. Can you imagine the excruciating pain they go through as they're dying and their hearts are being taken out? It's uncanny.
One of these individuals on a video that is part of the undercover video that Sandra Merritt and David DeLaden did is a person who was employed at the time with one of these companies like Stem Express. And what you have is Planned Parenthood. They're the abortion provider. They're getting orders, like an order list, like you're giving an order and you're ordering some product. They get orders on a regular basis from entities like Stem Express and others. And those orders are, we need a certain size heart or a certain size liver, certain size lung. And then what they would do is they would abort the child and they would remove that particular body part and they would preserve it so that it would be a higher price to sell to these organ procurement companies. Then the procurement companies would turn around and sell it to third parties like Stanford University for research. In fact, what we know from the hearing is that one of these organizations like Stem Express, they had a drop-down screen on their website, a drop-down screen, and you could actually select different kinds of body parts. Just like you're going to an order something online, you could select the size heart, how big the heart is that you want. you could select the gestation of that heart. You could provide all kinds of different criteria about what you wanted with regards to that heart. And then it would give you a price that you would pay to this organ procurement company. Then the organ procurement company would turn around and send those orders to Planned Parenthood. And they want a certain size heart of a certain gestation, a certain way. Planned Parenthood then that morning, as they would be reviewing their abortion list, would ultimately select certain babies, and then they would remove those hearts. In one case, the video was shown of a baby that was aborted, and the person working with the organ procurement company said, "Watch this." Takes a little probe, almost like something that you would start a heart with, and just touches the baby's chest, the baby's heart starts beating. And it continues to beat on its own. It's not artificially continuing, it's beating on its own. Obviously, when your heart is beating, remains beating, you are alive. And while that was taking place, and the baby's heart was continuing to beat without any artificial external help, the baby's face was sliced in half. Ugh.
No, this is just horrifying that this is going on in our country, that there is no longer value of life for these precious babies, but yet it is our client, Sandra Merritt, yeah, who is on trial for these criminal and now civil charges.
Yeah, it's in, yeah, and it's inhumane, yeah, to do that to mice, to lab mice, but not to live human beings.
Right.
What have we become as a nation?
This is demonic. It's dark. In this particular case, when they're slicing this baby's face in two,
a precious,
it's because they
baby
want to, yeah, extract an intact brain. That was the order for that day. Someone went to this drop-down screen on STEM Express, and they made all their selection. And, you know, it's like you're going to purchase shoes, and you're wanting a certain size and a certain make and a certain model, a certain design and a certain color. You can make all those different selections online. Well, that's what this company was doing to babies. And then those order forms were given to Planned Parenthood, and they then would take those human babies, innocent, no anesthesia, and even if they had anesthesia, it doesn't matter, but no anesthesia, and extract these body parts, some of which were alive, so that they could sell it. In one case, some of these body parts were being sold, Matt, for $17,000. This was a highly profitable, mm-hmm, program, and it still goes on. And so this is Planned Parenthood. This is the organ procurement company. This is the entities that are buying these baby body parts.
This is the picture of greed.
And this
and
is the
remember,
picture
in those,
of abortion.
In those yes videos, one of the Planned Parenthood officials saying that she needed to be able to buy her Lamborghini. Well, that's how you do it. You know, harvesting and selling human body
parts.
Well,
they get double money. They get money for doing the abortion, to do the killing. And then they get money to sell the body parts. And there's more than one body part. So for each one of those body parts, they get additional money. So it's getting money both killing and then distributing the body parts. I mean, this is unbelievable. And so this is why Planned Parenthood and the Attorney General, which is a Planned Parenthood supporter, Becerra, are coming with everything they possibly can at Sandra Merritt and David DeLayden, because they do not like the fact that their dark, butcherous activity is being revealed to the world. And so the Attorney General filed these bogus, frivolous, baseless 15 felony counts against Sandra Merritt. And now we just finished the three-week preliminary criminal hearing, waiting on the ruling on that as to whether the case will go to a full criminal trial. But now, just last week, Wednesday, we began with a multi-week, could be 6-8 weeks, civil trial in which Planned Parenthood is seeking $16 million. And if they win, it's tripled. So that would be $48 million plus attorney's fees and costs against Sandra and David. All of this is designed just simply to punish them, to silence them, because they want the darkness to remain dark. But you know what? You know, Jesus says, light came into darkness, and darkness was not able to overcome it. And that's our prayer in this case, that the light will shine. It is being shown. Please pray for Liberty Counsel and our team. This is an extraordinarily expensive and time-consuming case. You can be a part of helping to support us by prayer and financial support. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org.